in this week's parsha, we have that the pasuk says that there's certain mumsim from Bezdin which have to be hung on the eitz. Now, if a person is mumas ayidei Bezdin, according to Chazal, so first of all, it's only referring to according to one man in the Gemara, specifically avodah zara and birchas Hashem. A person chas b'shalom who directly curses a kadosh baruch hu, and a person who does avodah zara. Now the Gemara says in Makkos that the Bezdin, which kills regularly, was considered a Bezdin which was of Achzor. The general flow of Bezdin was to try and exonerate the person. A person of Mechayev Misa, he had to have had Hasra. Besides having Hasra, he has to accept the Hasra. So here's a person which is told, don't do that, you're going to be, it's an Aveir. It's not enough, the more says he has to be Matar Atzel and Misa, and he has to agree to the fact that he's going to be Chayev Misa. So they tell him that don't do that, you're going to be killed by Bezdin by doing so. According to Tosfos, we have to tell him exactly which type of punishment it is. We tell him that doing so will be Chayev Yuskila. And he has to say, Afa Beken, even though I know, I realize that that's the punishment, I'm doing it anyway. And then he has to start the action within Tech the Dibur of the Kabbalah Sosro. So here's a person who is so intent on doing the Veira that immediately after the warning he starts doing the Veira. After saying he knows he's going to be Chayav Misa, he's doing it anyway. And he's told clearly by Adam that what he's doing is something which is going to be punishable, actionable on Bezdin for a Chayav Misa of Skila. He's not from the most savory of characters, he's a Rasha. The Pasuk says, however, that the chiyuv is you must bury him that day. You have to take him down. You may not leave him hanging. After skila, these people were hung also to publicize the punishment. You cannot leave him overnight. You have to bury him that day. Why? Because it's a klal to Kadosh Baruch Hu that a person should be standing there hanging. He wasn't even killed by hanging. He was killed by skila. But we take him down. So Krashi, what does kilas alakim tolui? What does it mean kilas alakim? It's a mashal. There was a melech. There was two brothers. One became a melech. They're two identical twins. They look exactly the same. One becomes a king, and the second one becomes the head of a listim, head of a bandit group. So they both have leadership qualities, and they both become leaders. He's a leader of a country, he's the king, and he's the leader of the bandits. The person who's the leader of the bandits is caught, and he is hung, and people walk by and say, the king is hanging, because he looks exactly like the king. So you have to take him down immediately. Rashi said, that's the mashal over here, because a human being is Nimr Metzel Malakim. And because a human being is Nimr Metzel Malakim, so it is a tremendous insult to Kodesh Baruch. People can walk and say, look, Hashem is hanging. Now, obviously, they don't mean Hashem is hanging. But a human being, with the godless Adam of the Tzel Malakim, which exists in a human being, that it should be hung, is such a horrible thing that it's going to lessen our appreciation of the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to lessen our respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu by seeing that. That's what the Pasuk is saying. And the Pasuk chooses to teach us that in the context of a Rasha. But not Stam a Rasha Marusha. A horrible, the person who's he knowingly decides to do an Aveira, he's almost committing suicide. He wants an Aveira so much, he's willing to commit suicide for that purpose. And even that person, the godless Adam is so great that even such a person, we never lose sight of the godless that he has, the greatness which exists in him, inherited him. He's considered like the brother, as it were, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's an insult to Kadosh Baruch Hu when such a person is left hanging. And that's what the Torah teaches us, the mitzvah of Kavod HaMeis and the mitzvah of Kavura. The mitzvah of Kavura is found in this week's parsha, in this scenario. Even such a person is a chiyuv of Kavura. Have a good Shabbos.